Part 3.
Mr. Openshaw left the flat a little while later. Holmes and I sat in silence for a while. Then he lit his pipe and smoked for a few minutes.
"This is a strange case, Watson," he said at last. "John Openshaw is in very great danger. Very great danger indeed."
"What kind of danger, Holmes?" I asked excitedly. Holmes did not reply to my question.
"Pass me the American Encyclopedia," he said. "I think we shall find out something useful if we study the volume for the letter K,"
he told me.
"We also have to think about Colonel Openshaw,"
he said.
"Why did he leave America, I wonder? Was he frightened of something? And why did he lead such a solitary life when he arrived here in England? Was he still afraid of something?"
He paused for a moment.
"What do the envelopes tell us?"
he asked me.
"Where were the letters sent from, Watson?"
"They were sent from Pondicherry, Dundee, and London," I said.
"The last one came from East London,"
he said.
"What does that information tell you, Watson?"
"They are all seaports," I cried excitedly. "The writer was on a ship."
"Precisely,"
agreed Holmes.
"Now think about this. Colonel Openshaw died 7 weeks after he received the orange pips. His brother died only a few days after he received the pips. How do you explain that, Watson?"
"I can't," I admitted. "What does it mean, Holmes?"
"The writer sends each letter on the mail boat,"
Holmes said.
"He then takes another boat to come to England. There is always a delay between the arrival of the letter and the death. The reason for the delay is clear. The mail boat is a fast steam vessel. The writer of the letters travels on a slower boat, a sailing ship."
"But why, Holmes?" I asked. "What is the reason for these murders?"
"Colonel Openshaw's papers were very important to the writer of these letters,"
Holmes said.
"I think there is more than one man, Watson. There have been two murders. That suggests an organization. KKK are not the initials of an individual. They are the sign of an organization, you see. The organization wants Colonel Openshaw's papers, and they will kill to get them."
"What organization, Holmes?" Holmes turned the pages of the American Encyclopedia.
"The Ku Klux Klan, Watson. It's a secret organization that came into existence after the American Civil War. It had centers in Tennessee, Louisiana, Georgia, and Florida. Colonel Openshaw lived in Florida, you remember. The purpose of the Ku Klux Klan was terrible. They were against giving black Americans the right to vote. They were very dangerous. They also had a strange tradition, Watson. If they wanted to kill a man, they sent him a warning first. They used oak leaves, melon seeds, or orange pips as the warning. The victim then had a chance to change his ways or to leave the country. The Ku Klux Klan collapsed in 1869.
Holmes looked at me closely.
"Openshaw came to England in 1869,
he reminded me.
"I think he was carrying the Ku Klux Klan's papers. That may be the reason for the organization's sudden collapse. His diary contains details about the organization's members. They are not safe until they have the diary back.
What about the page from the diary? I asked. What does that mean?
It's pretty clear what it means,
Holmes said.
Sent the pips to Macaulay, Paramore, and John Swain of St. Augustine. That's the warning, you see. The next entry says, Macaulay cleared. That means he ran away. Then there's the final entry, visited Paramore. I expect the visit was a fatal one.
The next morning, Holmes and I had breakfast together at his flat.
I'm worried about Mr. Openshaw,
he told me.
I may go to Horsham after all.
As he spoke, I picked up the newspaper that was lying on the table. I saw the headline immediately. Holmes, I cried, you're too late.
What do you mean?
Holmes asked quickly. I passed him the morning newspaper.
Tragedy near Waterloo Bridge. Police Constable Hook was on duty yesterday evening near Waterloo Bridge. He heard a cry for help and then a splash in the water. It was a very dark night and the weather was bad. The constable could not rescue the man. The water police found the body of a young man in the river. The man was John Openshaw of Horsham. Police believe that he was hurrying through the dark streets and fell into the river by accident. There was no sign of violence on the body.
Holmes put the newspaper down. I have never seen him look so angry.
I'll get them, Watson. I'll find the men who did this,
my friend said.
Openshaw came to me for help. Now he's dead.
He thought for a moment, and then he made a decision.
I'm going out,
he announced. To the police? I asked him. Are you going to talk to them?
Not yet, Watson. Not until I've solved the mystery.
I did not see my friend for the rest of the day. I returned to the flat in Baker Street early that evening. Holmes was not there, so I waited for him. He came in at about 10 o'clock. He was pale, and he looked very tired. He ate a piece of bread hungrily and took a long drink of water. You're hungry, I commented.
I haven't eaten since this morning,
he told me.
I've been very busy all day.
He faced me excitedly.
I've got them, Watson. I've got them,
he cried.
I know who they are now, and I know what I'm going to do.
He took an orange from the table and began to pull the pips out of it. He put 5 pips into an envelope and wrote a name and address on it. Captain James Calhoun, Bark, Lone Star, Savannah, Georgia.
That message will be waiting for him when he arrives,
Holmes said with a smile. But who is he? Who is this Captain Calhoun? I asked.
He's the leader of the organization,
Holmes told me. How did you find out about him? I asked. Holmes smiled at me.
I spent the day studying old newspapers,
he informed me.
I made a list of all the sailing ships that stopped at Pondicherry in January and February 1883. There were 36 of them. One of them was called the Lone Star. The name gave me a connection with America, you see.
Texas is sometimes called the Lone Star State, I confirmed. Then what did you do, Holmes?
I made a list of all the sailing ships that stopped in Dundee in January 1885,
Holmes said.
Again, the Lone Star was one of them. Then I discovered that the Lone Star arrived in London a week ago. She has left London now and is returning to Savannah.
What are you going to do?
That's easy,
Holmes replied.
Only 3 members of the crew are Americans. Captain Calhoun and 2 others. I also know that the 3 Americans left the ship last night. I spoke to one of the sailors on the boat, you see. The mail boat is faster than the Lone Star. My letter will be waiting for these 3 men when they arrive, and so will the American police,
he concluded. Holmes was wrong, however. The murderers of John Openshaw never received the 5 orange pips that he sent them. The police never arrested them either. The weather that year was very bad, and there was a great storm in the Atlantic Ocean. The Lone Star was caught in the storm, and she sank without survivors.